A sports stadium is what we want you to name for our GeoQuiz today. The place borrows its name from Rome's famous amphitheater. During the heyday of the Roman Empire, 50,000 fans would squeeze in to watch all sorts of spectacle, mock sea battles, animal hunts, and gladiators in combat. Rome's ancient stadium has crumbled a bit, but nowadays there are quite a few arenas with the same name, and they're in good shape. They're in Vancouver, the Philippines, Hong Kong, and the place that we have our eye on for you today. It's been home to three sports teams, the Athletics, the Raiders, and the Earthquakes. And it's usually got enough peanuts and Cracker Jacks, and yes, beer, to accommodate up to 60,000 fans. We'll hear what it's like to watch a ball game there from the perspective of a person who sees it from a whole different viewpoint when we reveal the answer in just a few minutes. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Sometimes it's a little daunting to travel, especially to places completely foreign. Just imagine what it's like if you can't actually see those places. Peter White is blind, and he discovers the world through his ears. White is the BBC's disabilities correspondent. His new radio series is called A Blind Man Roams the Globe. Peter White, very nice to speak with you, and I wonder if you could tell us the first place you chose to roam.
Yes, Lisa, San Francisco. I chose because, I mean, when we came up with the idea for this series, we were thinking of places that made lovely noises and which would be the kind of places which we could really paint a picture of. And the abiding memory were those lovely tram bells that ring in San Francisco.
But as we heard, you also like transportation below ground.
As a blind person, I always feel safer underground. I suppose, in a way, I'm something of a human mole. I head for subway systems in big cities because you've got so many clues to where you're going. You've got the barriers that go ka-chunk, and you've got machines that take coins. You can hear the sound of the distant trains, and it's possible to navigate without sight.
8-car train for San Francisco, Daly City in 1 minute.
It's absolutely true. You know, it really is. It's the place where I'm most confident.
Now, Peter, you decided to take in a piece of America's national pastime. I have to say, in the dead of winter right now, it's certainly refreshing to hear sound from a city ball game at the Coliseum, the answer to our GeoQuiz, in Oakland. Who was playing? Do you remember?
It was, well, Oakland Athletics were playing, goodness me, do you know, I think I've forgotten. I think the team was Chicago.
It was the Chicago White Sox.
Yeah.
And why did you want to go specifically to the Coliseum?
As a child, I kind of, before I could explore the world by aeroplane and so forth, I used to explore it by radio. And I listened to a great deal of American Forces Network radio. And I would listen partly for the music, because you were playing rock and roll that was much more advanced than ours until the Beatles came along. And secondly, baseball. I loved listening to baseball. I didn't understand it, but I loved the fact that this foreign game was coming from across the crackly airwaves, and I've never been to a baseball game, and I thought, this time, that's what I've got to do.
Leading off for the White Sox and playing left field, number one, Juan Pierre.
He's from England, Scott. He's never been to a baseball game before. That's awesome.
Well, we love your country. We were there last year in London. It was wonderful.
Did you go and watch any cricket?
No, I didn't watch any cricket. The point is, I love it.
So what's happened there?
What happened was the batter hit the ball. Yeah. The third baseman scooped it and got the guy out at first.
Here's Kel.
Right. So one out.
You know that the fellow behind the plate in the blue uniform is the umpire. He's calling the balls and the strikes.
Is it? You can have ice cream. They have cotton candy. Do you know what cotton candy is?
Is that like candy fluff?
It melts in your mouth.
You're not going to go hungry, are you?
No.
No. Well, can I have a peanut?
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely.
Here you go, sir. Oh, fantastic. I won't take too many.
Oh, you'll take as many as you want. Don't worry about that.
So you had a really good time, it sounds like, at the Coliseum in Oakland. But what is the most daunting part for you?
I think probably the hardest part is actually getting out of your hotel in the first place, because you know that as soon as you are out there, you're on your own. Once I'm out there and walking down the street, then I've got the confidence to talk to people. It is easier in the States. The real challenge is when most of the people that you're going to encounter don't speak your language either, because that really is very challenging, because I can't do the eye contact thing. I can't point, they can't point, all the ways that you would get around. You can't do kind of sign language. So that's quite scary. In a city that at least speaks your language, you know, I think you can steel yourself to do it.
Peter, you are fearless, and we're better off for it. The BBC's Peter White has been telling us about his radio series, A Blind Man Roams the Globe. Where are you going to be traveling next?
Istanbul.
Turkey.
That'll be the next one.
We'll catch up with you there. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you very much.